Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you lovely lot, and welcome to Tuesday Night Jaw. It has been a while, but this episode is going to be a little bit different from what has been on the podcast feed recently, and is more of an update on where the podcast is right now and where the podcast will be going in the future. So some of you might be aware that I resigned from my position as a member of Creative and as ring announcer from Progress Wrestling on the 20th of June. Since that time, I've been focusing on other work, various different things that I'll probably get onto later. So unfortunately, that has led to a situation where Tuesday Night Jaw has fallen down the list of priorities in terms of my day-to-day life, my week-to-week life. So where we were with the podcast before the break was the audio storytelling style of podcast, and that's kind of like where I always wanted to take the episodes, and it took me a while to get there, and I was happy with where it was going in terms of production and the content we were producing. Unfortunately, with those episodes, it takes quite a lot of work in terms of researching, scripting to a degree, and just general planning. So it ended up becoming a bit of a labor of love, and made it more difficult to produce content on a regular basis, which was always the intention with Tuesday Night Jaw. So this led me to have a conversation with my first guest on the podcast this week. It's the head honcho, Scroobius Pip himself. Hello.
Hello, sir. How's it going?
Yeah. We've been chatting, and you know, I came to you with this, and you know, I sort of said, like, I feel Tuesday Night Jaw could still be a platform for good, and a platform for something else. And I just felt like that I wasn't the right person. So this kind of led to us having a conversation, and we went back and forth about a few different people and a few different ideas. But we also spoke about what we could see Tuesday Night Jaw being in the future. So we led to us talking to a few different people, but ultimately it led to us finding our final guest and the person who will be the meats part of this podcast. It is Kirsty Bosley.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello, hi. It's really weird actually calling your full and real name. So Boz is, you've been on Tuesday Night Jaw in the past. I think actually me and you were on the same episode together.
Yeah, and Pip,
first time.
We were on a round table, weren't we? Yeah.
Or when you and I were talking about it, Matt, it was one of them where, similarly to when Jim was calling it a day under very different circumstances. Obviously, 2020 is a hell of a year. And the thing I was saying to Jim then was, look, if you feel it's time to call it a day, it's time to call it a day. There's no pressure. Similarly, I didn't want it. I like the love part of the labour of love and not so much the labour part. And if it starts to weigh too heavily on the labour part, then it's maybe not the way to go. And we kind of discuss that, but as you said, we kept coming back to the fact that with all the bad stuff that's gone on in wrestling recently, Tuesday Night Jaw has always been a really good platform for wrestling and for British wrestling, and for all the good that has to come going forward, it deserves to still have that platform. It'd be terrible to have given a platform when it turns out that there was loads of bad stuff going on, and then to whip that platform away when people are going to be rebuilding and are going to need a platform and a voice more than ever. So, yeah, as you said, we discussed numerous people, and one of the people that me and Jim actually discussed when we were discussing who was going to take over from him was Bozzers, and she came up again. And part of the reason for that, for me, is, number one, she's a journalist, which podcasting could do with more of, because there's a lot of part of the beauty of podcasting is that it's ramshackle and it's just people giving their opinions. But when we did the distraction pieces that we need to talk about BritRest episode, Kirsty came in with loads of research from and advice from the police and from charities and from stuff like that, so that it wasn't just here's us giving our opinion. There's plenty of opinions out there. But then to balance that out, I don't think I know anyone who's as much of a wrestling fan as Boz is as well. So it's not just it, because Tuesday Night Jaw, even in the whether the level of professionalism that the anatomy of episodes got to, it's still never been, you know, it's still meant to be a bit ramshackle and a bit a bit off there. So yeah, it felt like the perfect combination to have that journalistic approach but not lose the excitement and heart and passion, not make it all clinical and here's what's been happening in wrestling this week.
Don't kill my vibe. I was hoping to bring some of that for my wrestling news sections.
But yeah, and that's where we got to, and I said we discussed a few people and kept coming back to Bozzers, so we hit her up and here we are today.
I'm extremely flattered that you'd ask, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, it's interesting because I've been talking to John, who works behind the scenes for Distraction Pieces and Acast, and I was telling him about what's happening, and I sort of mentioned that Kirsty, you were taking over, and John was like, "I was hoping you were going to say Kirsty," and I was like, "Wow, that's I'll screenshot the email and I'll send it you for endorsement."
I've just been sitting here on my bum playing Spyro the Dragon for the last 4 months in lockdown, so for someone to say that I'm worthy of doing anything is a little joy for my heart, let alone somebody I don't even know.
Well, I think for me, I'm sure Pip would agree with this, but it was when we had our first Zoom call about it, and it was just the like initial conversation, and then you just burst in with this energy and like this like, right, here's what I want to do, this is how I want to do it. And I was like, you know, I've never been a person that's ever hired anyone, and that probably should remain the same. But if that was a job interview, I'd have stood up, shook your hand, and gone, "Okay, cool." So, yeah, maybe let's sort of talk about where you would like to take Tuesday Night Jaw, because I think hindsight's 20/20, and the one thing that I will openly admit is that when I took over from Jim, I kept on trying to please and replicate certain aspects of what Jim was doing, which was sort of Q&A episodes or roundtables or end of year awards, when in reality it's not really what I wanted to do, and it took me a while to get to where I wanted to get to. So I think it'd be great for everyone to sort of hear where you're coming from.
Yeah. I mean, the thing for me is I'm not a big podcast listener, to be honest. I don't think I've ever been on one apart from ones that I've done with Pip. So it's sort of, to me, it's a bit of a new world. And I know when we were speaking about it before, when you first asked me to be on it, I kept accidentally referring it as a magazine. Do you remember? I kept accidentally saying like articles and magazine, because I'm just so entrenched in that kind of life. But the more I've been thinking about it, this is really a question of how old your audience is, because if any of them remember Live and Kicking, as I do, that's sort of how I imagined it being. Because while I think that there's definitely benefit to sitting down and having an hour conversation about, I mean, I could sit down and have a 3-hour conversation about my favourite wrestling match, but I like the idea of it being almost like a magazine style show like Live and Kicking was, where we have segments and we can have, you know, great big meaty chats with some mega star in America, but they're going to be meaty, but they're never going to be much longer than half an hour, because in that same episode then I want to have wrestling news of what's going on in the UK once that starts again. I want to be able to talk about things like safeguarding or mental health issues, or, you know, any of those more meaningful things, because while I'm not discounting the value of sitting and talking to a massive superstar, you know, all of these things are equally important. So I had this sort of wacky idea, almost, if we take it a few years forward, like SMTV Live, how, you know, you've got Anton Deck and Kat Dealey hosting it, but then you've got like Stop, Whoa, Yes, Wait a Minute, Mr. Postman and Wonky Donkey and stuff. I'm not going to bring in Wonky Donkey, but I've got some other ideas of cool wrestling segments that we can bring in, where we can bring the audience in and, like, even have, like, you know, a voicemail where people can leave me a voicemail and we can include that, or they can send me a text and we can talk about things, because I want it to be more of just like a open forum in which we can have different features. And I don't want it to all be me, because you can probably tell I'm not used to doing this. So I talk at a million miles an hour in the thickest Black Country accent you've probably ever heard. So we're going to have special correspondents. We're going to go out of the studio and speak to someone that's in the field. And we're going to do those things like a magazine. You know, that's how I envisage it being. And I'm really hoping that people give that a chance, because it's, while I do love the idea of having to sit down with my pals and having round tables, and I'd still like to bring in things like that. I just want it to be a little bit more versatile and segmented sometimes, and I'm hoping that you respect that new vision.
or that's what excites me about it massively, is that idea that there's going to be a lot of variation in each episode.
Yeah.
I've listened to every episode of Tuesday Night Jaw, but still I would say there were points, you know, as Matt's here, I won't talk about Matt, but so in terms of when Jim was doing it, there's points when an episode will come up and I'll think, I need to listen to that immediately. Mm. And there'll be points where I think, oh, I'll catch that at some point. The round tables, I might want to listen to immediately. A Tuesday Night Jaw meets, if it's someone I've not heard of, yeah, I might think, oh, I'll get round to that at some point. So the idea of the show just having loads of different things in,
yeah,
should mean for me that you're going to want to listen every week. And if there's a section that you're not into, it'll be a few minutes long,
yeah,
and then it'll
exactly
be on to the interview that you want to hear, or on to the current, they're talking about a recent event or moment or incident in wrestling, so that you don't want to or have to skip any episodes. You're kind of just, right, let's tune in and enjoy where we go this week.
Yeah.
And I think I was going to say, like, I think that really fits into the Distraction Pieces network as well, with the variety of so many different people and different podcasts we have on the network as a whole. Like, having even more of a variety, you know, within a show as well, is going to really, like, feed into that. And it's a great little support network anyway. So I'm really excited to like, I think I said privately, but like my favorite thing with doing this podcast, with being on Distraction Pieces, was I'd get a text from like Pip or John or Jason or someone like that, and they'd be like, oh, I really enjoyed this week's episode. Aww. And I was like, oh, I'm buzzing now because like I feel good about it. So I think it's going to be really cool to for you to bring this format into that environment as well.
Lovely. I also don't want it to be the Bozzer show, you know. Oh, there's going to be so much going on in it that you don't have to listen to me harping on. So if you already turned off by my dulcet tones, then don't flipping worry about it, because there's going to be other things on there to enjoy as well.
And that's it. I love the idea, because you spoke of wanting to get the listeners involved in certain sections and having tweets or emails or whatever else. But I love the idea as well of, again, there's so many good characters in British wrestling, and there will continue to be. So I love the idea of it being an easy place. If someone wants to send a 3-minute voice note into the show, then they can call in as such. And oh, we got this week. I mean, I also secretly hold out hope that down the line, if Matt's approach or feelings a change at all, there'll be a return of some Anatomy Of, because he knows I was a big fan of those, the direction that was going. We're both fans of Jack Slack, but the beauty of them was they were quite short. So again, there's loads of different things like that, I think, that can come in along the way. And it was great when you came with that, because when me and Matt had spoken privately, particularly when we were looking at a few people, we'd kind of said, well, I like the idea of Bozzers as an overall host, but it being, as said, having segments, having other people do stuff. And you came straight in with, that's kind of how I'd like to do it. I don't want it to just be about me. So yeah, it was perfect, because that's what we had in mind anyway. So yeah, it's exciting.
I'm glad about what's ahead. You can give me a call on 01818118181. No, you can't. That's not. I don't know if that's still a valid number. Can somebody ring that? Give it a whirl.
Give that a try.
Probably still get charged for it. To be honest with you. So obviously, with myself, I'm going to be starting hosting a new podcast, which about 2% of people that listen to this podcast will go, oh, fair enough, which is a Football Manager podcast with stand-up comic Tony Jameson. So that's probably coming around.
I can't wait.
It's so nerdy. The episode
that you and Jim did on Tuesday Night Jaw that went deep into to obscure footballers and wrestling knowledge was a perfect example of the nerd level that is to come with
the most thinly veiled football podcast in the world ever, which essentially was like, how do I make this a wrestling quote-unquote wrestling podcast. So I'll be going over and starting with that. We're probably gonna start recording in a week or two, and then we're probably gonna go live in August. So Bozzers for yourself, not to put you on the spot and be like, right, what are you doing, when are you doing it? Obviously there's a lot going on behind the scenes at the minute, and I know we've spoke privately about picking the right moments and the right times, but what is some things that you are looking to do in the future with using Tuesday Night Jaw as a platform?
Well, I think the first thing that we probably need to address on the podcast is all of the bad stuff. Can we swear on the podcast, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All the awful fucking shit that's going on in wrestling. I think it's really important that we acknowledge some of that, because while I know that we're all, particularly as super fans, we're all dying to get back to it and things, but there's a big, big piece of work that is involved with getting that ready. I know you said about, you know, laying the foundations and things, but there's a lot that I know is going on behind the scenes with, in regards to safeguarding. And I think that maybe on one of the first podcasts that we do, we'll get some guests on to talk about what we hope to see before BritRest launches again. I think just out of respect for the people that have been affected, we just need to speak about how we're all gonna, as fans, hold promotions accountable, what we're gonna ask of wrestlers, what we want to see. And I'm hoping that we'll get a chance for the listeners to pitch in with that as well, because I know that before we go in and we're making light of wrestling again and saying, so what have you been doing behind the scenes while we've been in lockdown when somebody's life has changed forever as a result of any action that they're having to take or not choosing to take? We just need to be really mindful about that. So that's one of the first things that I want to look into and sort of drilling down deep into that.
And I think as well, it's going to be a long-term conversation.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be come back to repeatedly over different episodes. Again, it's the beauty of the magazine nature of it.
Yeah.
Is it doesn't have to be, there's going to be 10 episodes in a row and it's really, really heavy.
No.
But equally, it doesn't have to be, oh, we've done our one episode now, everything's back, it's fixed. I feel we inadvertently did on that Distraction Pieces.
Yeah.
I was so proud of that episode. I felt it had its flaws and we spoke to people online about
that.
Yeah,
it definitely did.
It didn't fix anything and it was one episode and we moved on, and that's what I like.
That was what was
in this
really,
is...
Sorry, Pip, I don't mean
to interrupt. No, go ahead.
It's my podcast now. Are you joking? That was one thing that really, you know, I felt like such a failure as a result of that podcast that we did on the Distraction Pieces Network, because while I did a bunch of research and sat down, and I feel like I gave everything that I could to facilitate that conversation, I also, at the end of it, went, okay, people have said that they're going to start making it better, so if there's anything I can do, let me know. And then I didn't engage with it again, and more people felt victim to what is effectively a disgusting and poisonous community in some aspects. And I just felt like I can't let that happen again without discussing.
I understand that thought, but one of our problems is we've built this society that's based on moments, and moments pass, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
We have it all the time with good and bad. Things will blow up on social media. A president got elected off the back of the fact that moments will happen and then people will move on. Mm. So it's completely a natural thing, particularly of that time. But it's good that we can be aware of that and go, right, this isn't a moment. This is going to be a movement, as simple as that sounds. And
there needs
I think
to be
it's
a
great
culture shift,
isn't there? To focus on it initially, but then also say, oh, we're going to be checking in regularly. And again, giving a platform to those who are doing work behind the scenes, if there is any movement or traction or any legislation that needs support or pushing or explaining, then this can be the place for it as well.
But I just wanted to make sure that we were clear on the fact that, like, we're not going to forget that. And wrestling is frivolous, and I love the frivolity of it. And I want to sit here and talk to you about somebody trying to prise someone else's eye out of their skull, or trying to explain to my 7-year-old nephew why he's not allowed to watch that particular episode or whatever. You know, I want to talk about those fun things. But it's also just really important to know that, like, we're listening and we're learning and we're trying. And I want to make sure that people know that from the get-go.
100%. 100%. Again, it should be ever-present, but at the same time, the amazing people who are going to bring Brit wrestling forward shouldn't have the shitheads hanging over them, know, holding them back.
Absolutely.
It should be learning from the mistakes of others and improving, but not.
Definitely. And I think a lot of the fun that we can have while we're waiting for... Because I know that there's stuff going on behind the scenes. I know that there is, and that's not obvious to us just yet. But I know that there's stuff happening and there's things moving around. But that gives us a really good chance as well to be retrospective about, you know, some classic moments. Or, you know, we've got chance to just take some time and ruminate and enjoy what we've got, what we can take from the past. And then just rebuild for the future. I hope I haven't brought the mood down there. People are going to be like, I don't want to listen to this miserable bastard podcast.
No, it's important to say and to put out there. And you know, again, like, this is why I feel this is the right move, and this is why, you know, you're going to be the right person to take this forward, because I think it needed to be more than it was. And, you know, now taking the step back from that, you know, I get to see what you get to do, and, you know, with the support of Pip and the network, I genuinely think it can be a really important platform on not just one level, on several levels, and, you know, hopefully give a voice to the people that deserve a voice. So, Yeah, I'm genuinely I feel like I'm handing over
the mantle.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know quite what analogy to use, but you know, like I'm happy to pass it on, because you know that's sort of always what we wanted to do, is that it's a continuous evolution of something, not just, oh, this is what it is, let's put it in a pigeonhole, it remain this thing, it will always stay this thing. Like, I think it's great that it keeps going forward and it keeps evolving, and hopefully it keeps getting better, not just in terms of content, but in terms of value to the community on a larger scale. So
yeah,
that's super positive. Right, well, I'm gonna sort of sign off for my last episode. It's been a blast. I feel a bit more embarrassed now that Pip's actually, like, because we're recording this on Zoom to ruin the magic, but it's kind of embarrassing now to thank Pip while I can see him.
Cover his face, man. Cover his face on your screen.
Just cover the camera. But yeah, no, honestly, that I have been so fortunate to be part of, like, this network. It was always really cool to... It was that thing of when I came in, I was always sort of a fan of Pip's podcast anyway, and I was a fan of, like, loads of other people's podcasts on the network. So when I actually came in, I was like, oh, I kind of got a bit giddy. I was like, oh, I'm on Distraction Pieces. And it was, yeah, it was wicked. And what was even better about that was it wasn't just superficial. It wasn't just this, like, hey, here's a cool sticker and, you know, you can be part of this club. It's the support within the group chat and the network on a whole has been super positive, and I genuinely, you know, I mentioned it earlier, having them little moments where, like, you know, someone would be like, oh, I really enjoyed this episode, or this is really cool, or I'm excited for that, it's been wicked. And that extends to Pod Bible as well, who have done similar in recent times. I need to thank John, because John is the hardest working man, and you will discover this. John from Acast.
John Harris, the man, John, the myth.
See, I didn't know if I wanted to full name him, because I was like, I don't want people
always
like...
full name him.
Okay,
he's only full named.
John Harris is the absolute man. He does so much work, and the amount of stupid questions I've asked him, and at no point has he ever gone, oh, you idiot. He's always been super polite and then thanked me, and I'm like, all right. So big shout out to John. But
I mean, I felt comfortable full naming him, because it sounds like an alias anyway. It's the most non,
yeah.
Like, good luck hunting through all the John Harrises out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, big up John Harris. Hopefully we're still going to get our John Harris action figures. But yeah, John does all the quotation things for the network, and generally just keeps the place up and running. So yeah, and I guess finally, and most importantly, thank you so much to everyone that's sort of ever listened to the podcast, contributed to the podcast. It's, you know, I mentioned it being a labor of love, and sometimes it would go more towards the labor, and sometimes it would more go towards the love. And genuinely having people say, you know, tweet me or message me saying a nice thing was great, but also actually having criticism is a good thing. It's healthy, it's positive in the way that it can, like, help me be better. So I've always been really appreciative of everyone that's ever contributed in any way over my tenure, I guess is the correct word for Tuesday Night Jaw. Pip, is there anything that you've got going on that you want to give a shout out to, or anything you want to say in closing?
Not at all, man. As said, as you know, as we've discussed privately, I've really enjoyed where you've taken the podcast, the changes, the approaches you've made. I've known the amount of time that has gone into some of the episodes and yeah, the slaving over it. So I'm just really thankful and grateful for what you've brought. And as you know, I'm saying that as a listener as well. You know, there's been stuff that you've discussed that I had no knowledge of whatsoever, but the way you and the guests you chose always approached it, it never felt smart or looking down on anyone who doesn't know. It was always explaining. So yeah, I really appreciate all your work, and I'm excited for all that's ahead from Bozzers and from the community in general, I guess.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, Matt, before we go, I'm thinking about... Sorry, we've had a little technical difficulty here on Zoom, because I started just chatting right over you.
Zoom delay there. Go on, Bozzers.
I just wanted to know, Matt, if we set up a wrestling quiz championship, can I rely on you to... come in and have a little go?
Maybe. I'm not gonna be like, yeah, 100%.
You're scared. Maybe. You're scared.
We'll see. You never know. I could be your ringer. You could bring me in and that'll be all right. Right, because it's your podcast now, Bozzers. Where can everyone find you on socials? And if anyone wants to drop you a tweet or drop you an email about this episode or what's coming in the future.
Send me a tweet at Bozzers, which is Bozzers, B-O-Z-Z-E-R-S. You can find me there and you can email me. And that's kirsty@bozzers.co.uk, which I know that when I mentioned that to you earlier, Matt, you were like, very official. Well, I am. It's the official Bozzers website. You can get me kirsty@bozzers.co.uk. But we'll have a bit of a discussion about other ways that you might be able to reach me later on when we've got these things up and running. 01818118181.
Beautiful. Please no one ring that number because you might be charged for it. All right, I'm gonna wrap this up, so thank you so much for listening and supporting the podcast, and stay safe, stay alert, as everyone keeps saying, but take care of yourself and take care of your family and your community around you, and I'll see you later down the road, and get prepared for the new chapter of Tuesday Night Jaw.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.